Last time on the first episode of Havoc Brigade by the Beer and Pretzel Podcast.
I say we just kill these humans too. Add to our corpse collection.
Oh man, but these are some cool dudes.
Yeah, so they would be a cool addition to our collection.
I don't think our boat's big enough, but...
Okay, so yeah, you're over there. It's like Gordon Ramsay pretty much just setting this up.
Yeah, the goblins are helping me in the kitchen and I'm just screaming at them.
What the fuck are you doing?
You fucking donkey!
Alright, I inform you that you're only allowed to cook two of them at most.
Okay.
And now, on to the rest of the show. And we're back with episode 2 of Havoc Brigade.
Wait, were you recording the whole time?
Yes.
Why did you not pause it?
Because that's going to take effort from my part. Because I'm going to save it as two separate files. I'm going to just do this all as one episode. And I'll split it up. Future Austin will have to deal with this.
Okay, but we were talking the whole time. You were in the bathroom, just so you know.
Yeah, I know. It'll be annoying for me to edit, but that's for future Austin's problem, not present Austin.
Okay.
Austin honestly only usually cares about present Austin. Future Austin can go fuck himself.
wait till future Austin comes to be present Austin, then you're gonna have to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no, he'll be upset. He'll be like, God damn, why didn't you just make it easier for yourself? Because present Austin is gonna care about it at that point. Okay, before we start Havoc Brigade, it is intro time! And we are back. Before, I forgot to do on the last part of the podcast, but thanks to Just Paul, who does our art, as well as Adhesive Wombat, who made our theme song 8-Bit Adventure, was called. All right, let's proceed with episode 2 of Havoc Brigade. All right, last time we were here, you guys just infiltrated the palace. The goblins were able to crawl up the walls. They've been mooning the guests inside the palace. Travis, your character was able to go up with his grappling hook, kind of like Batman, the cool way, while these jackasses are doing it the jackass way. And
hey, whatever way works, it gets us.
Are you Moonscar? What's your name again?
Moontooth, and I got the guards really baked.
Yeah,
and really then sent them off on a quest to kill goblins.
Yep, and they're struggling to do so because all the drugs you've been giving them. All right, so Moontooth. Do you just slip in through the front door now?
Yep.
Okay, you're just strolling through the front door.
The completely unguarded, wide-open front door.
Oh, that's pretty good beer. Yeah, it's an unguarded front door now, and you guys roll up through, or you do, and the goblins, you guys, do you want to go through the front door now, or do you want to scramble up to the top wall where Travis's work is?
I think we'll scramble up to the top.
They'd probably be a bit noticeable going through the front door.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Travis, what do you do up there? Because essentially, you're the sergeant, even though you're technically not a sergeant. That's kind of like your name. But you're sort of the sergeant of this group. You're especially the sergeant of these goblins. So what do you instruct them to do, and what do you do?
Okay. I instruct them to go to where I'm assuming the prince's kind of bedroom-ish area is,
okay,
which I'm assuming is somewhere near the top of the castle. I expect them to climb the walls and try to get there, as me and the other orc will infiltrate through the lower levels.
Okay, so you're going to actually go into the castle while you want them to go in from the outside.
Yes, I'm going to have them instruct to climb them up the walls and then go in from like a window if they can find one.
Okay.
Now the question is, do the goblins listen to me?
What do the goblins do?
Well, the goblins will try to listen, but yeah. They're goblins.
Fair enough. So goblins, I'm going to have you roll. You don't need to roll against me. This is just going to be rolling against a flat one difficulty test, so you just need to get one success. This is to find the prince's window and get in. So you just need one success, but if you fail, you aren't going to find it. But you don't need to worry about me rolling against you. It's just one success. So what do you do? And what are you rolling? And why?
So they get their base roll for one. And I think I'm going to have them use the second option of to help the my drive to help the orcs achieve their mission.
Okay. So yeah, you are trying to help the orcs. Yeah, fulfill the mission.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so what the orc instructed you to do. That makes sense.
We listen to the orc because he's bigger than us.
Yeah.
I respect your decision.
So that gives me 3 dice to roll. And they didn't succeed.
All right.
Wait, you were using your drive, so that gives you 2, right?
Yeah.
Or was that the 2? Okay.
That was 2.
Okay.
Okay. Are you guys going to allow her to fail? Okay.
I am going to do... That's a good deed, and allow her to reroll, because that is exactly what goblins would do, is listening to an orc. Give them instructions.
Yep, that's true. All right.
Oh, that's a dead good, sorry.
And mark that off on your character sheet.
Yep.
Okay, they got 2 successes that time.
Much better. All right, you guys are able to find the prince's window, and you roll in. Mm-hmm. You infiltrate... Travis, you're infiltrating through the roof. Brad, you're infiltrating by just walking through the front door. Okay, let's go to Brad. You go through the front door. You're in the courtyard of the palace. People are out here. They're all wearing masks. This is a mask party, and everyone's wearing elegant clothing, and there's waiters walking about with fine wine on their tray, and there is a band playing music. The band has Shakespearean masks on, and they're playing nice music.
Okay.
Elegant party, and you just roll up. You kick open the front door, and you walk into this courtyard.
I'm going to scream, "Witness me!" And
this is going well.
I am going to grab the nearest waiter.
Okay.
Grab his face. Okay. Rip his face off.
Oh my god!
And put it on as my own party mask.
Oh my god!
Then I'm going to challenge the greatest warriors of this land to a battle to the death. So I'm being...
Oh my god!
So I'm being spooky.
Yes, you are.
I'm using my massive stone axe. And I am pursuing the old ways by going for the one-on-one... honor combat.
Yes, you are. Okay. How many dice is that?
That is 5 dice.
Okay.
And I got 0 successes.
Oh, woof. Number of guys, you guys can use points to do cunning actions.
That's dead good. So I'll let you re-roll that.
Okay. But why is it that dead good, Becky?
Because that's exactly something he would do. He's that stupid.
He's being so spooky.
And that time I only got 2 successes.
Okay. And I got a total of 4 successes. Ooh. You take 2 points of damage as you go over and rip the face off someone and plaster it on. Then guards come up and they just shoot you with a bow. And you take 2 bolts to the side.
Okay.
But yeah, you're being distracted. If that was your goal, you kind of succeeded. Let's go to the roof where Travis is. Your infiltrator sergeant.
All right, I find the nearest window, and I just kind of pop in.
Okay. You pop into what is the servant's kitchen, where they are preparing a grand meal. Trays of food, wine. Also, there is a gigantic fish. It's kind of like a fantasy fish because of how big it is. But basically, they're going to be using that as a grand meal. Basically, everyone's going to cut into this to make sushi. But it is kind of like a small shark size.
All right, so I dress up as one of the waiters.
Okay.
I kind of poke around and say, "Hey, buddy, could you pass this note on to the great prince for me?" And I pop a note onto his tray that reads, if you read the note... "Come to your quarters. It's an emergency."
Okay. And you're doing this as an orc.
I'm trying to disguise myself a little bit, wearing waiter's clothes. I keep my hat down low. I'm trying to be sneaky.
Keeping your hat way down low. Okay, you just take, like, the hat and just plaster over your face. You just go, "Yeah."
I'm just covering myself in as much aprons and stuff as I can, and I just plop the note onto his tray really quickly and walk away.
Okay. All right, Travis, you may roll them dice.
All right.
Tell us what you're using and why.
All right, so what I'm going to be using is infiltrating, because I'm trying to infiltrate the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I am going to be using my all-weather cloak. To add to my disguise.
Okay, fair enough.
And then, yeah, I can't use anything else, so that's about it. So that adds 3 dice.
Okay.
It makes it 3 dice, which I believe, how many did you use on his?
5.
Used 5, okay.
So I've only 2 dice.
All right, so hopefully I can get at least 2 successes at most. And how many did we get? 1 success.
Okay. I got 1 success as well.
All right.
I think that's dead good. I think your brazen attempt at stealth and treachery deserves a reroll.
Will you accept that?
But how does it relate to orcs?
Well, he's spent time living amongst humans. So
I'm the most human orc there is.
That's fair. I'll allow it.
All right.
This is a good beer. All right. I really like this.
It's actually not bad. And that was 1 success again.
Okay. That's 1 success. On top of it. That is 2 failures. So you succeed.
Yes. All right.
You roll up. You get like a hat, pretty much like a straw hat. You put it over your face. And you just go.
No, a chef's hat. Because I'm badass.
A chef's hat. And you're like. And I'll give you permission to die. And then you pretty much just give them the note.
All right. And I say pass it on to the prince. Yeah. And then walk away quickly.
Okay. Sounds good. You shuffle off really quickly.
Nice.
Goblins, what are you up to?
So we're in the prince's quarters right now. And we're trying to make the place a little comfy for him. So we heard that on the menu they had a giant fish. We have fish in our equipment.
Ooh-wee.
We're going to dress that up to make it look like it's not rotten and has not been in our backpack for the last month. And we're going to try to make it look like, you know, it's good food for him. So that okay. He has something nice to come into. And then we're going to hide under his bed so he doesn't automatically see us.
Makes sense. Okay.
So, trying to present a nice hospitable room for him.
Makes sense. Okay. And if you want, you can roll that. I, at this point, only have 1 dice to roll. So unless you roll poorly, you'll make a nice setting for him to come back to.
Yeah, so we roll 1 for Haydn, and then 1 because we have a fish, and then 1 just because.
Yep.
And we got 3 successes.
How many?
3.
Damn, okay.
You failed no matter what you did.
Yeah, I got 1 success. You make a very pleasant. You just take this fish from your back pocket.
They put a disguise on it.
It's been dead for so long, it really smells. You shake some pepper on it, some salt, and you're like, we're going to call it good. You slap that fish on top of a tray. You hear his little bones break because it's so old at this point. And you put it on top of his bed because that's what a man really wants to see when he gets back to his room is a dead fish on top of a tray. You hang out there for a little bit, and a prince walks in with a woman. And she's like, oh, look at that. Look at that. You got a meal, servants preparing yourself a feast or whatever. And she goes, huh. And you see, Becky, all the 5 goblins hidden underneath the bed. You see the prince's feet walking up towards the bed as he sees the fish. And, he goes over and he goes, huh, now this is a midnight snack. And you hear him go, nah, 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 as he whips out a knife and fork. He's gnawing to this 1-month dead fish that you just presented on a platter. Brad, what is your character up to after getting shot?
So I'm going to tear the arrows out of my chest, and I'm going to snort a bunch of my cocaine.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fly into a rage. I'm going to throw my Thunderbear cloak forward to act as a distraction.
Yeah.
I'm going to start slashing with my stone axe.
And when you were saying going to rage? Is that your mayhem?
Yeah, I'll use my mayhem.
Okay.
So how many dice do I get for that?
I'm going to reset my pot of dice to 7, but I can use this for the whole turn of all of you guys, so I'm probably only going to use a couple dice for this.
So I get 7 dice for that?
You get an extra 7.
No, you get the base amount, which is 6. Okay. So you get 6.
What? But I thought you got everything in the pot.
You get every... Actually, yeah, let's double check. Okay. So, when you are using... What is this called? Mayhem. Alright, so I'm going to go to Suspicion. We roll blah, 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 blah. Suspicion pot. Ordering your dice. Mayhem. Once per game, every character can engage in mayhem using an orc or goblin's natural ability to draw strength from chaos. Grab all the dice in the suspicion pool. Okay, that all is 7 dice.
So screw you.
Oh, thank you, Travis. And I rolled a base dice, so I am the one that rolls 6 dice, actually.
And I'll be rolling 11 dice, and I'm just trying to...
Holy shit, why?
And I'm just trying to murder everyone. Oh, boy. That is 2 successes out of 11 dice.
Really?
Yep.
How did you fail that drastically?
Do you want... All right, I guess.
All right, because I am seeing this so much like him, just going on a murderous rampage, I'm going to say this is a dead good.
That's fair enough. You really only got 2 out of 11?
Yeah, yep. Oh, and that time I got 4 out of 11.
All right, that's an improvement. Better than nothing. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, 5 out of 11.
Hey, okay, that's not too bad. All right, I rolled a total of 2. All right, so you take down 3 of their health. Jasmine the cat just walked in. Get out of my room. No, it's all right, the cat can stay there.
Did not shut the door.
Just shut the door. I did shut the door. I don't know how she knocked open.
She is a powerful kitty.
Yeah. Yeah, for that, yeah, that's where I put it too, Travis. All right, so I rolled 2 and you rolled 5. So you take down 3 of the guards' health, which I believe they have 5. They may have 6, though. So, bum, 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 bum. I'm trying to find the stats. But basically, the real guard, they have... 3, 5. Okay, so yeah, they have actually 10 health. Okay. So you take down 3 of them as you just roll up and you just start going ping, ping, ping. And you put 3 arrows into a couple of them and 3 of them drop dead. Even the rest of them start shooting arrows at you, but you're doing alright. And okay, now we're going to go back to Travis. What are you up to, Travis?
All right, after I sneak out of the kitchen, I'm
wearing a maid's outfit.
This is a cook's outfit. This is a waiter's outfit.
You sure it's not a maid's outfit?
It's not a maid's outfit, you douche.
Can pull it off.
I probably could. I'd look good in a maid's outfit. Anyway, I try to sneak up to where I'm assuming the prince's bedroom is.
It's a big castle, though.
Yeah, I'm going to... Oh, actually, I have knowing about human stuff, so I'm going to ask people where the prince's bedroom is so I can bring him his midnight cup of milk.
Okay, so this guy's going to have his midnight fish with his midnight milk?
Well, no one knows about the fish yet.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so, I guess I'll allow you to roll to see if you bring up any suspicion or not. Was I really an idiot and I rolled all the dice?
Yes, you did.
I wasted all of my dice. Okay.
All right. So, yes, I'm going to...
All right, so I have 0 dice.
I'm going to try to... Actually, this isn't really infiltrating anymore because I'm already in the castle.
Yeah.
I can't shoot stuff. All right, I'm going to use my known about human stuff.
Yep, fair enough.
And I'm going to use my drive to carry out an excellent battle plan.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because this is my battle plan to kidnap the prince. So that's going to use up both of the points in that one. And that's going to give me 4 dice in total.
Okay.
Which is against your 0 dice. Hopefully this works out. And I got 2 successes.
Okay, you pass. You, the maids and stuff, they're like, Yeah, you sound legit. And they point you out to where the prince's room is. This is... Did Becky get to go for the second round or no? I don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
No, she hasn't gone this round.
All right, Becky, what does your five goblins do?
I think they're just waiting for,
The prince is already in his room. Oh. Sergeant Shiv... crap, I already forgot his
name. Shivit Deadeye.
There we go, that one.
Words.
So yeah, I think they're just waiting for Sarge to come back. Cause what?
The whole plan is to kidnap him. Get him.
Well, I mean, okay.
I can't say that, unfortunately, but I would.
So he ate his month-old fish.
Yep.
So he's poisoned.
He goes, ugh, I don't feel so good. Nice. And then the woman goes, we haven't even had sex yet. The not feeling good part comes later. Travis knows what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Travis has been there with a prostitute.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Travis got crabs.
Nice lady.
No. Yeah, he's not feeling good because of your nasty ass 1-month-old fish.
Nice. Okay, so he's not feeling so good because of our fish. So maybe we'll just pop out from under the bed, which I think all five of us trying to get him would, you know, it would meet the swarming over bloke's skill if we all try to swarm him. And then we just get our regular dice. And then we have a brick and a sock. So we can use that to try to knock him out even more.
Yeah. Okay. I'll allow it.
We will roll 3 die to try to swarm him and knock him out. Oh, no successes.
All right. I'm going to use one of these dice.
You literally just need one because she got no success.
Yeah, but this is 50-50. Ah, it's a fail. Okay. So, all your goblins roll out and they don't swarm him, but he's like, there's goblins here. Help, help.
So he's a little bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't hurt you or anything, but yeah. You don't really surprise him. Well, you do surprise him. You just don't actually take advantage of him being surprised. Brad, what is Moonwalker doing?
So I'm jumping back and using my hunting skills, so I get an extra die.
Okay.
I'll be using the last use of my hunting bow. And okay. I'm going to throw my thunder cloak and the remaining cocaine in their faces to create a distraction.
And like I said, I'm going to use 3 of the remaining suspicion point dice, but I'm going to be using their elite armor, which is equipment bonus, and their hooked halberd as a 5th dice. So they're going to have 5 dice.
Okay. And I get 3 successes.
Ooh, okay, that's not too bad. I get 2 successes, so you do another point of damage to them. As you jump, you throw your stuff, and you put another arrow into one of them, and they die.
So what's that, 4 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad.
Okay. And we're saying only 4 out of 10, but this is, like, all the guards that are in the royal court, and this one orc is just cutting them down one by one. So he's doing pretty good.
He's not dead yet, so I'm impressed.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to Travis, the infiltrator, the sergeant. What is he up to?
I am sneaking to where now I have found out where the prince. I'm bringing the milk to the prince's bedroom.
All right. One of the waiters gave you a pitcher of milk, and you get to where they instructed you was the prince's bedroom. All right. And you hear inside, ooh, a whole plethora of fish.
All right. Well, actually, he's beyond that because he's already seen the goblin. So he's a little bit ticked off, I think.
Oh, yeah. He goes, ooh, goblins.
I say, I am here to help you, squire. And I barge into the room.
And you hear him go, bitch, I'm not no squire. I'm the prince of this area.
Well, yes, sir, prince. I'm here to help you.
All right, you bust open the door. He allows you to open the door. What do you do?
I take, and I am going to use, oh, what is this? I am going to use my dirty great knife to stab the woman in the back that's with him, that's about to have sex with him.
Holy shit, okay.
And I'm going to use my infiltrating, because I am now infiltrated this room.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
And I'm going to use my cunning plan, because I think this plan worked out well.
Okay.
Is that reroll, or is that just add dice?
Oh, cunning plan?
Yeah.
No, that's someone else's suit cunning plan with you.
Oh, is that it? Okay, sorry. I can't use that. Never mind. Yeah. So that is going to be, what? Four dice. No, three dice.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
We should see how this works. One success.
That kind of success. That is one success as well. So you go over and you're attempting to stab her, but she grabs your hand before she does it, and she's on her knees holding your hand and trying to prevent you from stabbing her.
Now it's really like the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Yep.
Very much.
This whole game is just an allegory for Saving Private Ryan, directed by Steven Spielberg. 1997, maybe.
We're not saving anybody.
We're
simply murdering everyone. Yeah.
We're not killing the prince, though?
So you're saving his life. He also ruined his life in the process, but hey, he's not dead.
Well, they were also ruining Private Ryan's life.
Take the dick out of your mouth, Travis.
No, it's called pretzels, not a dick. Pretzel. But they were trying to save Private Ryan's life, even though they were kind of ruining it because they were taking him out of the army.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
So we're doing the exact same thing as Private Ryan.
This is just Saving Private Ryan, but with more orcs and goblins and drugs. All right. So, back to, let's do a new round. So, at this point, I'm going to be adding two dice to the suspicion pot because Brad has been just actively walking in the middle of the courtyard and has been shooting guards.
But they don't know we're attacking the prince, so we should be okay.
That's not how it works. The suspicion pot involves anything that adds suspicion of the area, which going in and just ripping people's faces off and just murdering guards.
So it adds more to his area, but not our area, because we're in the prince's room.
No, it's still the same pot. Fuck. That's not how it works for us.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right.
I tried.
All right, Brad, what are you up to now?
So I throw my bow to the side as I run out of arrows, and I beckon to the lead guard to come at me. I hoist my great stone axe, and I charge screaming.
This could only go well.
Yeah, I mean, could it not?
Three successes out of three dice.
Damn, that's not too bad. Okay, so I'm gonna waste four out of the nine dice, actually. Okay. That is zero successes. Good work, Brad. As you add, how many were we at before? Was that four?
We were four out of ten, so that's right, three. So
eight. Eight out of ten. So as the main sergeant comes
Wait, no,
up,
three? No, that's nine. Nine out of ten.
No, we were at four. I get three, so that's seven.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Seven. Sorry, my bad. That's right. My counting is terrible.
That's right. I didn't know what's going on in general. That's why I'm asking you guys. Yeah, Brad, so basically you call out the main guard, and he walks up, and he pounds his chest, he rubs up his sword, he gets his shield, and he screams at you, and you pull out your bow, and you just shoot him in the head, and he just drops down dead. There are still more guards, but you took out the main guy. And all the guests are just fleeing at this point, as this one orc has walked into the courtyard, and he's just been murdering all the guards by himself. Becky, what is the five goblins doing? You see Travis's character walk in. He's trying to murder the woman of the night, but she's actually defending herself pretty well because she's not dead yet.
Right. So I think since he's the bigger dude, he might have better luck at knocking out the prince. So we're going to help him out by creating a distraction. We have a trained hedgehog, quote-unquote, trained. So we're going to take him out And we, I think, yeah, so we're going to take him and we're creating a distraction with him. Since he's trained, I'm thinking he's maybe trained in some sort of, you know, majestic art of, like, I don't know, juggling pebbles. So he's going to try to distract the lady by juggling in front of her.
So the goblin's just going to roll up and be like, hey, look at me. He's going to start juggling.
Yep.
If he can juggle knives, that'd be a distraction.
That is, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna juggle small knives. Be like, hey, lady, check us out.
And what's the hedgehog doing?
That's what the hedgehog is doing, juggling knives.
Oh. So what hedgehog?
I have a trained hedgehog in my equipment.
Oh, the hedgehog is the one just throwing knives?
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's very distracted.
And he's talking, too, which doesn't even matter.
Oh, my God. Why is Sonic throwing knives up in the air?
Because that's what we roll.
Yeah. Sonic, gotta run fast. What do you get, Becky?
So we got one success.
All right. I'm gonna be rolling two of my remaining four dice. And I'm gonna get... zero success. All right, so you distract the prince. He's like, what? A hedgehog? Throwing knives? Why is he talking to me? Why is he running fast and grabbing golden rings? What? All right, Travis, what are you doing?
All right, since everyone's distracted, I'm going to try to slit the woman of the knight's throat.
Okay.
With my knife.
Dark, but okay.
A little bit dark, yeah. And because I'm good at knowing about human stuff, I know where her neck is.
Sure. All
right, thanks. That gives me three dice.
That was really bad vague, but okay.
Hey, I know about humans. I know about human anatomy. There we go.
Anatomy. Anatomy, yeah.
No, analogy. Sorry. Yes.
Killing stuff.
I think that was two successes.
Okay, and she gets two successes!
This woman is strong.
Shit. You guys are just wrestling on the ground, and she puts you into, like, a chokehold and stuff. You're trying your best to subdue her, but, like, this girl got a black belt, for goodness sake.
I guess I should have fucked with her.
Yeah, should have messed with her. And the prince is just like, a talking hedgehog throwing knives? All right, new round. Brad, what are you up to?
Okay, so I'm all out of weapons. I've run out of arrows. My stone axe is broken.
Just brawl him at this point.
I'm hiding right now behind like a hedge.
And in this game, you don't necessarily to remove their morality points. You don't necessarily have to attack them. Mm-hmm. You can, like, distract them or escape from them.
Or scare them.
Scare them? Yeah, that works too.
Well, as they are approaching me...
I mean, you did rip off somebody's face. You're pretty scary right now.
I am.
He's
yes.
good at being spooky.
As they are approaching me, I think I'm going to... I'm going to look to see what kind of area they're in and see if there's any kind of, like, structural weakness. I could make a cunning plan to take advantage of, like, knocking out a wall that they're behind or something.
Cunning plan, someone else has to do a cunning plan for you.
Oh, okay.
You can't do it for yourself.
Oh, I thought it was for the dead good.
That's dead both good, of them.
You can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Never dead,
cunning only plan. Mayhem. Only mayhem is the one you can do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cunning plan is you do a cunning plan with another goblin to help them out. So maybe okay. Becky or Travis can do a kind of plan to help you out. I don't know how they would consider it in different parts of the building.
I think I'm just going to make very... So as I'm hiding, I'm going to make some very spooky threats about the things I'll do to them.
Okay.
He while taunts still
them with
alive.
The human head.
So you essentially just become the school shooter.
I'm just going to hold... No, I would... No.
That's dark.
Too far.
Even for you.
I'm going to hold the face. I'm going to peel the face off of my face from earlier.
You say, I'm too dark?
I'm going to hold it up and wave it at them.
Okay.
So I'm using being spooky.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
Okay. Based on what you roll, I'll choose what I want to do.
One success.
One success. I'm going to roll two of these dice. I'm going to get a... I'm going to get one success, so I'm going to tie you, so nothing really happens. Unless somebody wants to do that's good deed. But besides that, no.
That's dead good, by the way.
That's dead good, whatever. All right. So, yeah, you're just hiding in the bush chanting. They're like, what is going on? What does Becky's character do?
So, we've got the prince distracted.
Kidnap him. Kidnap him.
So, I think we're going to try to swarm him again. And we are going to try to... I think we're going to use our last charge for the drive of to help the orcs achieve their mission.
Okay.
Of kidnapping the prince. That'll give us four dice to try to swarm and kidnap the prince. Oof. No successes.
How many?
No.
No successes? Okay. So they're just going to use two of their remaining...
Check. Like
eight dice. And they're going to get two successes as the prince sees all these goblins come over. And then he's just like, he puts on his steel-toed boots and he's like, it's stomping time! And he just starts going over and goes, crush! Crush! As two of your goblins go down.
So he took out Goblet the Gourmand. And... R.I.P. Stinky Pete.
Not Stinky Pete.
Oh, no. Man,
he's such a good cannon fodder.
As he's going, splat, splat, on his goblins' heads.
All right. I am done fucking with this woman because she's just too goddamn strong. I pull out my crossbow, and I try to shoot the prince.
Damn, okay.
Nobody said we had to bring him back alive, did they?
Well, I'm hopefully not...
They're interrogating him, so I hope he's to be alive.
And I'm going to use my good at shooting stuff skills, because you know what? Fuck it, we're shooting at him.
Okay.
So that's going to give me three dice, which you have way more than me, so fuck this round. And no successes whatsoever.
Woof. By the way, at some point, especially you and Becky, since you're in the same room, should start using cunning plans on each other to help each other out. But you gotta do it before you roll. FYI. Oh. Alright, I'm gonna be rolling. That's actually only one success, but you do take one damage.
Alright, I can live with one damage.
Okay, describe how you take that damage.
Alright, somehow he manages to kick my arrow out of the air with his steel-toed boots, and then stomps me in the fucking face. So, you know, my nose is a little bit bloody.
Well, you got blood on it, not just from your own nose, but the blood of the goblins he's been stomping on, too.
That's true. So I'm a bit bloody, and I got bumped by his foot.
Yeah, okay. All right, new round, guys. Brad.
Okay, so last I was hiding behind the hedges and luring them towards me. I know that I'm out of a lot of options, so I'm going to eat the rest of my magic mushrooms and go into a berserk trance.
Okay.
I'm going to dash farther into the hedges, luring them in. I'm going to try and circle around behind them and use my amazing hunting skills to just completely wipe them out. So I've got four dice.
Makes sense.
Actually, make that five dice, because I'm using my last of my drive.
Which drive was this?
To hunt and eat some rare animals.
Okay.
Only one success out of five.
Out of five?
Yep.
Woof, you guys aren't doing amazing. All right, I'm going to use three dice. And the Royal Guard are going to use a dice from their hooked halberds, as well as their elite armor. So they've used two out of the 3 points for both of them. One more point and they will have used up their elite armor and hooked halberds. So they're going to roll 4 points. So that could be 3 points of damage on you, Brad.
And I'm dying.
Okay. Brad is dying. So, okay.
Oh, they were mangled.
I was smashed.
Oh.
So now I'm dying.
Crap.
Or no, I was bashed. So then I became smashed, mangled, and now I'm dying.
Okay.
Too bad, Brad. You were a good character.
So am I dead yet, or do I have one more hit point?
So, at dying, you'll die at the end of the scene unless you are A, healed before taken, B, take more damage. Dying orcs can act as normal. Orcs are too tough to let something like their immediate demise get in the way of a good fight. So you can still act, but at the end of the scene, you will die.
I do have healing magic.
You do have healing magic, so that could save you. All right. And that was those amount of dice taken away from my roll. And, yeah, not a good round for Brad, as these guards just go over and just stabbing him with their swords. Words are becoming hard right now.
All right, use your healing magic.
Well, that's next round.
But I thought he dies at the end of this round.
He dies at the end of the round, but you guys get to go. No, he dies at the end of the scene.
Oh, the scene, okay.
Yeah. So, Becky or Travis, who wants to go first, and what do you do?
So, you've succeeded in... No, you didn't succeed in shooting him. And I haven't succeeded in getting him. So, maybe...
How many goblins you got left?
4.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. So, maybe the goblins are like, wait. We got a 6-pack of Bud Light.
Wait, 4? I thought you had 6 goblins to start this game.
I had... Oh, no, yeah, you're right. I have 3. Yep, I have 3 goblins left. So they're like, wait. We got 6 Bud Lights, and that's way too many for 3 goblins. Why don't we give the prince 3 Bud Lights?
Why don't you just peg him out of his head, please?
Have some beer with him, because we haven't succeeded at pegging him in the head yet. So we're going to try to get him drunk.
Okay, so you're like, yo, man, let's not attack anymore, man. Let's just have a party, man.
This is a party, right?
Is a party. Travis puts away his knife.
So and my crossbow.
And his crossbow.
We're creating a distraction, and we're using our Bud Lights.
Yep.
And you know what? I think we're trying not to die.
Yep.
And we got 2 successes.
All right, I'm going to use 3 of my remaining 6 dice. And I'm going to roll and get 1 success. So you get 2 successes on the prince. You get 2 out of
so his... So he is shit-faced now.
Yeah, he's pretty drunk as he's going over. And he's like, all right, man. And he takes a couple swigs and he starts pounding back these Bud Lights. Because to him, they're just tasting like water compared to the fine, elegant wine he's used to drinking. But, like, you know, if you put enough back, you get a little drunk. So he's getting a little tipsy. You take out 2 out of his 5 morality points. Who's next? That would be Travis.
Yep. All right. So I'm going to try to persuade him into, I guess, following us because we need to gather information. From him.
What?
Hey, man, there's more beer on the boat, man.
Actually, that sounds like a better idea. I've persuaded him with more beer on the boat.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to use to my talk to and learn about humans drive.
Okay.
I'm going to use my knowing about human stuff because they like to get drunk.
Fair, I guess.
And... Crap, that's about all I can use. Okay, so that is 4 dice.
And
4
I dice. Think that's a cunning plan.
All right, does that add dice or does that just let me reroll?
Cunning plan, no. I think that gives you 2 dice, I want to say.
All right.
But she has to describe how she helps as well in this cunning plan. The goblin had to contribute. Because
she's already given beer.
Yeah, so the goblins are like, they're like tingling the empty beer cans and they're like, we got more.
Cunning plan gives you 2 dice.
Okay. So that's a total of, what is that, 5? Yes, 5.
5 dice? Okay.
Or no, sorry, 6. 6 dice, sorry. My cunning is terrible. And I dropped 1. So, we'll roll that. Holy crap! That That is 5 out of 6.
Yay!
For successes. And you
he
have
gets two. Okay, so you do 3 out of his remaining 3 points.
Actually, I do 5 out of his remaining 3 points. I fuck his day up.
All right. So you're like, yo, man, let's go back and party. And he's like, yeah, man, that sounds legit. That sounds legit. As you put away your knife, and then the prostitute was like, this dude tried to stab me for like 20 seconds. But no, he's like, yeah, I'm down to the party.
I say, if you keep quiet about this, I'll give you some money to the prostitute.
Okay.
Sorry, the woman of the night.
Yeah, the woman of the night. We'll deal with that next round. Alright, next round. What is going on, Brad?
I'm gonna smoke my last joint and use my healing magic. So the joint is for the pain management while I'm healing myself.
Okay.
I'm just running farther and farther, getting the guard to chase me deeper into the... I guess there's a hedge maze or something.
Sure, then give me a hedge mage.
And I got 2 successes out of 3.
Okay. I'm gonna roll 3 dice.
Yeah, I'm just trying to heal myself.
1. How many do you roll?
3.
Okay, so that means you get 2 health back. Okay. Good stuff. Now it is Becky or Travis.
So we got him to come with us down to the boat, yeah?
Yeah, we're leading him towards the boat.
Yeah.
Now we just have to get him out of the fucking castle.
Okay. So,
Guards. Go, hey! Why are some goblins in this castle? And then they put their gloves together and they go, goblins, are you ready for a beatdown?
So, the goblins, they're clearly not good at fighting, so they're going to be trying to create a distraction. So they're going to put on their dented top hat, and they have a book with most of the pages missing, and they're going to try to pretend that they're giving the prince a tour. Of his own castle.
He's shit-faced enough, why not?
And they got 3 successes out of 4.
Ooh! I'm gonna be rolling 4 of my remaining 5 dice. And I get...
Yes.
No successes whatsoever.
Yes.
So that's 3 to your 9.
Okay, the guards are like... Oh, I'm sorry, Prince. I won't interrupt your the tour guide led by goblins of your own castle.
Is this just like a regular Saturday night for the Prince?
Yeah, pretty much. And the Prince is like, well, I didn't know I was going to tour, but like, if it results in me getting beer at your party boat, orcs and goblins, which are enemies of the state, I guess that's legit. Travis, what do you do to end this round? Thanks for listening to episode 2 of Havoc Brigade. Check out the 3rd and final episode of the Beer and Pretzel Podcast, Playing Havoc Brigade, next time on the Beer and Pretzel Podcast. Available on every platform such as iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, and Stitcher, and more. And please like our Facebook page, our Instagram page, or our Twitter page to stay up to date on everything that is the Beer and Pretzel Podcast. If you have any advice or any games you want to recommend us for future Beer and Pretzel Podcast episodes, feel free to email us at thebeerandpretzelpodcast@gmail.com. We will see you next time.